Hi, this is Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com, and I want to talk about the submissive male in pop culture. I write a lot about power exchange between a submissive male and a femdom mistress. I love playing in the face-to-face BDSM and fetish scene. Distance domination on the phone really expands my experience and creativity. I think of scene play as performance art, so it's a natural progression to consider kink in popular culture. What I like about BDSM and kink is this is adult play for smart and thoughtful people. Oh, sure, you might just have a submissive fantasy, but really, there is so much more to think about. Here's service again. It reminds me a bit, geek alert, of the old-style depictions of superheroes, all superpowers and fanfares, without consideration of what being a vigilante does to a person. I'm also fascinated by society's role in shaping the roles. How our failure to acknowledge, particularly submissive males, but also all of the roles, non-vanilla roles, impacts on their evolution in individuals. Oh, now that's a fascinating take on kink in pop culture. Remember, pop culture is part of the zeitgeist. As more kink images make it into pop culture, it's because there is perhaps more acceptance of the diversity in needs and desires. There is also more recognition of multiple roles within a life and within society in general. Sex will return right after this detour into the mental aspects of what we do and how this is represented in the world beyond our individual lives. Smart and sexy conversation. Dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.